thanks for joining us on Community Connection. Merrick's Miles. It's a memorial ride to benefit local volunteer fire departments in St. Lawrence County. Merrick was a firefighter, first responder for Fort Drum Fire and Emergency Services, and a volunteer in West Stockholm and Parrishville. Lily Bunstone lost her husband Merrick in 2023, but continues to honor his memory with the 100-mile Harley ride, and she joins me in the studio this morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
When I looked it up, he's so young.
He was 42 when he passed, just shy of 43.
So young.
Yes. Yes.
Give us a little bit of history about Merrick.
Oh, boy. Merrick joined the Navy when he graduated from high school, where he was a naval firefighter. He was stationed all over the world, primarily in Japan. And then when he was stationed in Japan, he ended up with a cardiomyopathy. Long story short, a lot of travels, a lot of miles, a lot of moving him around. But eventually he ended up in Richmond, the VA center.
In Virginia?
In Virginia. Okay. And he ended up having a heart transplant.
So he was young.
21, yeah.
And then enjoyed another 22 years?
Yes. Yes. And he was, of that 22 years, he was a career firefighter for 14.
We all don't always get to live out our dreams, and specifically in that short amount of time.
Merrick lived to the fullest. He was always aware of his mortality, but he never let it hold him back. Being a firefighter was his dream. He fulfilled it. He was a motorcycle enthusiast. Him and his father went out to Sturgis. They went to many rallies, he traveled, he vacationed, we went out to Vegas a couple of times. he never let it stop him. He never let it hold him back.
I don't know, there's a lesson there, isn't there?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Your whole world changes in a minute, and you've got to live what you're given and enjoy every minute.
All right, so let's talk about that day after we stop crying. So this is a 100-mile motorcycle ride, right?
We keep the loop to about 100 miles. Okay. This is our second annual. This year, we opted to do a different loop. We had some people reach out to us that wanted to be involved, wanted to participate, and we thought we wanted to hit some other communities for donations and that kind of thing.
You're leaving from what, Rabidoux?
Yep. So we start and finish at Rabidoux Mahogany Ridge in South Colton. From there, we'll travel to JC's River Run in Waddington, the old bowling alley, which was a frequent stop of Merrick and I, so it hits close to home.
Love it.
And then from there, we're going to go to Water's Edge, where, again, the owners have been extremely generous to us. They're going to let Merrick's girls, who are 7 and 9, set up a hot dog stand and sell some hot dogs and lemonade. And then from there, we'll finish up at the Moose, where Merrick and his father, John, were members and frequent flyers. And there will also be a little bit of a dedication ceremony from the West Stockholm Fire Department. They've dedicated a fire truck they put a plaque on a truck in Merrick's name. Nice. In honor. So that will be at the Moose. And then from there, we'll go back to Mahogany Ridge. We'll take a route that goes by the cemetery so we can give Merrick a little salute. And then we'll have a nice meal and some family gathering at the Ridge.
And this is a fundraiser, right?
Correct.
And to benefit, like you said, some local...
Yes.
Fire departments.
Merrick was very passionate about firefighting. In our area, we are 100% reliant on the volunteers. And so that is why we chose that cause. All proceeds go to local volunteer fire departments. Last year, we chose 4 different departments that we divided the funds between. And we'll do the same this year and impact as many as we can.
Okay. Lily, how can they find you online if they want to sign up or even make a donation in Merrick's?
You can reach out to me at merricksmiles@slick.com. There's also a Facebook page for Merrick's Miles.
Thank you for helping share this amazing story.
He was an amazing man. Can I also add that it is a family-friendly event? Last year, we did have a couple vehicles that followed behind the motorcyclists. And the meal at the end at Mahogany Ridge is open to everybody. So if you're not a motorcycle rider, but you'd like to join us, we usually have the meal between 4:30, 5 o'clock at Mahogany Ridge. You can pay for your ticket, enjoy a great meal, and some family fun.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody, we'll see you tomorrow on Community Connection. Have a great day.